This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Between 300 and 700 barrels of oil per day have been spewing from a site 12 miles off the Louisiana coast since 2004, when an oil production platform owned by Taylor Energy sank in a mudslide triggered by Hurricane Ivan. Many of the wells have not been capped, and federal officials estimate that the spill could continue through this century. With no fix in sight, the Taylor offshore spill is threatening to overtake British Petroleum's Deepwater Horizon disaster as the largest ever. Federal data indicate child care costs around the U.S. increased nearly twice as fast as overall inflation from 2007 through 2017, according to an analysis by the Economic Policy Institute. In six states, including New York, Colorado, Indiana, and California, infant child care amounts to 20% or more of the median income for families with children under the age of five. Nowhere is child care more expensive than Washington, D.C., at $23,089 a year, or 29% of median income for families with young children. President Trump has sharply intensified a Republican campaign to frame the midterm elections as a ballot over immigration and race, issuing a dark and factually baseless warning that unknown Middle Easterners were marching toward the American border with Mexico. In a pilot study with a small sample size, researchers looked for microplastics in stool samples of eight people from Finland, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Poland, Russia, and the United Kingdom and Austria. To their surprise, every single sample tested positive for the presence of a variety of microplastics. One of the most expensive races in the Senate contest is in Missouri, where Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill is battling to keep her seat against Republican Josh Hawley, the state attorney general. So far, party committees and independent groups have spent $42.8 million on the race, $28.2 million supporting Hawley and $14.9 million backing McCaskill. In a landmark federal lawsuit against the Trump administration, 21 plaintiffs ages 11 to 22 who are demanding that the government fight climate change. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.